I believe.
I lived another life. Another life long, long time ago. As the Emperor Ducas Facius. And together with my bride, Cleis Bacchus. We led an idyllic lifestyle. You see, I was emperor of all that I surveyed. And as the Emperor Ducas Facius, my subjects would treat me with tremendous respect. My right-hand man, Snotocles, was always ready to do my bidding. In case of attack, Spartacles, my centurion, always brandishing a sword and shield, was ready. Orgasmocles would occasionally amuse me with his wit. And Impotentius, the bookkeeper for the place, kept everything in tip-top shape. I was sitting talking to Pubocles one day when Cleis Bacchus came in wearing brand new robes that she'd purchased in town at the marketplace. She said, "Will you be coming to our chambers and enjoying me tonight?" She smiled demurely. I said, "I'll be honest with you there, Cleis Bacchus. I'm going to be seeing the wenches tonight." Tears welled in her eyes. She said, "The wenches? How could you go see the wenches? Why don't you come home to your wife? Numbnutsia spends all his time with his wife." I said, "Hey, that's him, huh? I am me. I am the Emperor. The Emperor." She said, "Why can't we be like other couples? Why can't we be like Pompeius and his wife, Syphilitticus? They spend all their time..." I said, look, don't tell me about other couples, huh? I like a little change of pace. The wenches, the wenches." She said, "What have they got that I haven't got? You know something? I think that you're deceiving yourself. When you face it, I am the same as any other woman. There is no difference between me other than a few pounds. Between me or any of the wenches. I mean, I defy you to tell me apart from Estrogenia. I defy you to tell me apart from Puntangis. I mean, suppose you were blindfolded, there? And there were a parade of wenches perched on your proboscis. Could you tell the difference?"
I said, "I most certainly could, Cleis Bacchus."
She said, "I shall put you to the test."
I said, all right.
"Porcinus, blindfold me!" He said, "Yes, your flatulence, I will."
And so, Porcinus blindfolded me.
I said, all right, I'll put you to the test. Spartacles, bring in the wenches!
And so, he went down to the baths where the wenches stayed and frolicked all day long. Circumcisius led them up. One at a time, I was blindfolded. Crotchrotius came up to me and said, "Sire, are you sure you want to do this?" I said, "Don't worry. I can tell them a point. I've been down there with those wenches for years."
I said, hear me, Hardonicus. You will alphabetize the women, but do not let me know who they are. I will lie on the cold marble floor. You will direct each wench to perch on my proboscis. I will then tell you who it is to show my wife, Cleis Bacchus, that there is a difference that I can tell merely by savoring the ambience. Who it is." And so, I said, "Wench number one, set her down." "That's Endometria."
Everybody was really impressed. Scroticles came running over and said, "Sire, that's amazing. That was Endometria." I said,
"Shut up. Next wench. Set her upon my proboscis and let me..." "That's menstruation. Get her off me." 2 for 2, sire. 2 for 2. Bring on the next wench.
All right, gently. Menopausius.
And so they came. One by one, I identified them. Hymenius, Frigidica, Fallopia, Estrogena, Slatica, Horsebagius, Promiscutia. One by one, I identified them all. Cleis Bacchus was
needless to say, very depressed. By my tremendously accurate batting average. So she decided to throw me a curve by perching on my proboscis herself. Instantly, I knew it was she. I identified her immediately. She said, "How did you know it was me?" I said, "Well, darling, something just told me that it was you, my love." Now get off me, please.
More great bits, more great rock coming up. The best of Grease on D.